Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams.
You're listening to the Manifest Miracles podcast, dialed into the frequency of abundance, always and in always. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, a manifestation master, author, speaker, and coach. And for the last 5 years, I've obsessively dedicated my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. We truly are more powerful than we can even imagine, and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. Now, I can't tell you which thought leader or topic we'll be discussing in our 30-minute pod, but I do guarantee that in every single episode, you will learn something about your divine power, the collective, and how to attract or manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. So let's get started manifesting your miracle right now.
You're listening to Manifesting Miracles, the podcast that helps you manifest instantly. My name, it's Michelle Juanita Lamont, and I am so excited that you have tuned in to the vibration, the frequency, and yes, the absolute vibration of your divine abundance. Now, you might be wondering why everybody keeps talking about this podcast, why people are sharing it, why you see it all over TikTok, why you're seeing it all over Instagram, how you went to the reviews and you saw hundreds and hundreds of positive reviews. And then you went to my website and you saw all these positive reviews about my 15 minutes, my classes, my courses. Here's why. Because this podcast I create as a tutorial for you to understand how powerful you are. You are the magic. You are everything. Everything revolves around you. But in this society and in this world, we are led to believe that everything is outside of us. You want a better job? Well, you better get a better education. You want to be accepted? Well, you better look like everybody else. But in fact, it's just the opposite. The people who actually defy gravity, they live in their own atmosphere. The oxygen is different, are the people who never follow the rules, the people who always are mavericks, the people who understand that they are way, way, way bigger than a simple Earth life. You came to Earth, the teaching planet, so that you could master energy, so that you could master energy. Do you get it? And if not, I want you to go and listen to another episode and another episode and another episode. What episode of the day are you listening to today that is going to help you align yourself to a higher vibrational point? More than this podcast. Nothing. Nothing. You see, I am not mastered by anything other than my relationship with the Creator. I am not the beholden to an image, a family. I have no family. My friends are already know me. They're in this industry, or we've been lifelong friends. And the family that I do have accept me unconditionally. So the whole reason that you are listening to this podcast right now is because your guides and your angels are tired of you not mastering your time here on earth. And they have sent the army to come get you. They looked on every continent. They used every opportunity. Maybe you found me by listening to an interview on another podcast. Maybe somebody recommended it to you. Maybe you just went into Apple or to Spotify or wherever it is, and you searched manifest, and there I was. Whatever course it took to get you here is all that matters, because now you're home. This is a tribe and a community of creators. You see, the very first time you ever manifested was manifesting from source energy into a body. And depending on the type of experience that you wanted to have here on Earth, the teaching planet, it depended on what continent you ended on, what color, what creed, what religion, what everything. Because we come here to expand and align ourselves with the light. If you did not know that you are a powerful creator, then the universe is ready for you to hear it here. You are a powerful creator. You are a divine light energy. You and God are not separate. There is absolutely nothing that you have ever done that cannot be transmuted and recreated in a positive energy. You got to let go of the guilt. You got to get rid of the shame. You have to get rid of the insecurity. You have to get rid of the doubt. None of those things actually matter. That is the domination of dark energy here on Earth, the teaching planet, trying to get you to align with their agenda. Keep them fucking trapped. Keep them limited. Never show them how strong they are. Never show them how powerful they are. Never show them that womb and woman and life is all one thing. Never let them understand the complexities. Keep them in the dark. Now, I don't know what year, what continent, what planet, or what galaxy you're listening to this from. But here on planet Earth, we experience something called COVID. And during this time of the Great Awakening started on the dawn of Aquarius in December of 2020. Or was it 2019? I think it was 12-12-2020. Yeah. And from that point forward, everybody's eyes woke up. They were able to get enough transit energy into the planet by keeping us all isolated to allow us to then hear that you are living a life for someone else. And so today, I wanted to just go over three core values of manifesting abundance and make sure that you understand what it is that I'm talking about. Make sure that you understand how to process this energy and that you are the creator of your reality. And sometimes the basics are important because people just get past everything and they don't realize that they have eluded themselves and they've separated themselves from their magic and from their power and from their authenticity. And so I want you to hear this loud and clear. You are here to manifest things into your reality. And this podcast will be a vehicle in which you will be able to do that. It's raining and my dog's outside. Excuse me the noise is a little loud today. They're shaking off all the water. So I want you to understand and conceptualize that everything around you has a soul. that has an energetic, karmic soul. I mean everything. The glass that you're drinking water from carries energy. The pen that you're writing with carries energy. Everything, and I mean everything, carries energy. And because everything carries energy, it's important to understand the core values of manifesting. So the very first thing that I wanted to talk about is this ideology behind understanding the picture of your reality. You see, we only understand the things that we're seeing because our brain is trained to see them in a specific grid pattern. Although I'm not going to go over quantum theory and quantum physics today, I want you to just understand this very basic principle. My dog Wayne is right here. When I think of Wayne, my brain automatically associates all these little pinpoints that equal Wayne's face. So therefore, my brain never has to think about it. Whenever we say the word Wayne, that picture comes in. And whenever I look at him, I know that's Wayne. So when we perceive our reality, we're only perceiving the dots that we have then agreed to in our mind as being that specific thing. That's Wayne, that's Dolly, that's a laptop, that's a phone. But what it really is an illusion. It's an illusion that can change at any point in time. And as soon as you start saying that I see something different, I feel something different, I'm connected differently to this universe, the things that you look at, they really do change. One of the very first things that I ever heard during my spiritual awakening, the quote that awakened me, came when I was in bed, and I'll go and listen to episode 2. And the quote from Dr. Wayne Dyer that came across the TV was this: when you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at change. When you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at change. Before, if somebody had said that to me prior to my spiritual awakening, I would have just thought it was a clever phrase of turn. But it's actually something much bigger and much deeper than that. It's on such a huge cosmic level that it's too big to define by mere words. So I want you to start understanding that everything that you're looking at is an illusion. Except these beautiful flowers my friends sent me. They're beautiful. They're not an illusion. Just kidding. Everything's an illusion. And in this time-space reality, if you're used to your life being a trash can and you're living in a place that's too small and there's not enough of this, there's not enough of that, then the illusion is that you're suffering. And so you have to remove yourself from the illusion to create something bigger and to create something different. Nope. 333. Angel time. Angels, 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 angels. And so thank you, angels. Thank you, angels. Thank you, angels. That was the third time I've saw 333 today. Okay. I got to go look that up. Let me write that down. 333. So when you are looking at your surroundings, I want you to put the house that you want to live in, the relationship that you wish you had, instead of the one that you're in right now, or not at all. The baby, the fertility, the financial resolve, whatever it is. And I want you to now, let's say it's a house. So if you were living where you are right now, I want you to imagine that the house comes over where you are now. And I want you to tell yourself that the illusion is that you live in the smaller house. And that the reality is that you're moving back in to your normal home. And you can do this with anything. So let's say it was a relationship. Let's say that the person that's laying next to you is not your ideal partner anymore. Even if they adjusted everything, it's just not doing it for you anymore, right? So what I would do is I would visualize, not in the face, but I would visualize something that the new partner does that the current partner does not. And then in the energy, I would visualize this current partner doing it. So let's say that they never bring you, oh, a little baby flower, sorry. Let's say that you really want them to bring you coffee in bed once in a while. So I want you to, before you get up, visualize that there's a hot cup of steaming, beautiful coffee on the side of the bed and that they're in the shower and there it is, thoughtful, beautiful, wonderful. And the illusion is that they don't do it. And once you start to use these switch ideas about what you're really perceiving, you start to control the reality and the energy in which you're creating. Now, the second thing is very close to the first thing, but we couldn't get to the second thing without talking about the first thing first. And the second thing is visualizing every detail. And here's the twist: without any money in mind. A lot of times when we visualize, we're visualizing in our current financial situation. And one thing that I really try to teach in my classes, and if you're not enrolled for my level 2 masterclass for October 30th, it's time to send me a deposit right now. Go and Venmo me Michelle-Lamont-3. $50 or $100 and get in it, because there are 40 different money practices in 1 week that I cover and that you and I will look eye to Zoom and discuss. And then I make it even more specific because I give you the advice coming from your life path number. You see, as 4444444. I have a ticker counter and I just looked, I always have my eyes closed and I just opened my eyes and it was 4444. Okay, angels, I'm giving them the good juice. So I want you to visualize every detail without money involved. And here is why I said that you should sign up for the masterclass. It's the last class. My August class is sold out. I'm pretty sure it's sold out. You could give me a deposit. And if it's sold out for August, I'll enroll you in October. And October 30th is the date. And I already have 5 people in that class. So you better get signed up, because I keep these classes small and tight, because I'm doing it for a financial exchange, but I'm doing it because I really want every single student to get the best out of me. And if there's 50 people in my class, I don't know your fucking name. I did that. That didn't work. I didn't know half the people in the class. I had a class of 30 once. And I could have 30s every time, or 50s or 100s, but I'm not at that level where I just don't care. And I have to be able to know your name and I have to be able to work with you. So in my masterclass, it's 3 weeks. You get 2 hours of Zoom and unlimited access to me 24 hours a day for 3 fucking weeks. And so when we go to the visualization technique, and the class is $6.99, so it's like $200 a week, you know, $225, something like that. So I want you to go into your visualization without thinking about money. I'm going to take Michelle's class. No problem. Because here's the thing that everybody gets wrong. You either master money or you're money's bitch. And money is mastering you. You either master money or money masters you. I don't worship a God called money. I worship a God called God. And I put oxygen and gravity and joy above everything else. They're more valuable. Money is just an energy, and we give it too much importance, and therefore it becomes imbalanced, and therefore we become obsessed with it, and therefore it dominates us. And therefore we are never the masters in the situation. We are always the person that's being mastered. And so when you visualize without a checkbook, you're now visualizing in a more free world. Why don't you just jump ahead right now? It's 2060, 2080, and monetary currency, dollar bills, euros, pesos, whatever you want to do, whatever yen, whatever fucking denomination from whatever country. And all of this currency is gone and everything is just digital. Because if you don't think that's the way it's going, you're completely wrong. They're going to get to a point where it's one universal money, going to like a Bitcoin type system, and one universal frequency, and everything is the same value, et cetera, et cetera. So let's just visualize a world, when we're visualizing, that you won the lottery before you do your visualization. And when you do this, just go ahead and say, I bought everybody I needed to buy a house. I bought grandma a house, I bought sister a house, I paid for all the nieces and nephews' college funds, et cetera, et cetera. Everybody that you could ever think that needed a little help or a big help is paid, and you still have millions and millions and millions of dollars. Now I want you to visualize what you want your life to look like. Start from the beginning of the day. Do you have a housekeeper? Are you on a remote island? Are you getting up and going to a classroom and teaching students? Are you lobbying? Are you a politician? Are you a realtor? Helping people find their dream homes. You see, if you are currently in a situation where you're making the same money year after year after year and you feel like you're stuck, you need to book a session with me. I want to help you break all those limiting beliefs. I want to help you pierce through the ceiling and get to a place where you can call in anything that you desire. And you don't feel separate from it. And you don't ask how. How is 3D? With the Great Awakening, we moved into the 5D. You are magical. You are mystical. You are powerful. You are a creator. You are a divine light being. You and God have a plan for this path, for this purpose. And the interactions that you have on the planet Earth, the teaching planet, are going to be solely dependent on your ability to let go of the 3D mentality and move forward and move up into the vibration of your divine abundance. And the last thing, and very important as we wrap up this episode, is that you have fun. And I know you're saying, Michelle, I've got 3 kids, a husband, a dog, a bird, a cat, a job, PTA, soccer, swimming, blah, blah, blah. Or maybe that's not your life. Michelle, I've got 50 different people. I've got all these places I have to be, blah, blah, blah. Now you're trying to tell me that if I don't have fun, I can't manifest? Well, I'd like to ask you a different question. Do you think that the way that your life is going right now is why you incarnated here? The shame, the fear, the doubt, the insecurity? Do you actually believe that you came here to toil and suffer? Or do you believe that the divine creator and you came up with this plan that you would learn from that suffering that life is supposed to be fun? You're supposed to have some fun. You're supposed to have some J-O-Y. You're supposed to laugh. You're supposed to have great orgasms. You're supposed to have abundance in money, abundance in love, abundance in freedom, abundance in everything. But you choose to discuss and stay connected to the downfall, the dregs, the sadness, the history of the suffering. And so you can't get to these other levels where you're tapped in and tuned in to your divine abundance, your ancestral heritage, your karmic funds, until you actually say, it's okay for me to laugh. It's okay for me to have fun. It's okay for me to go sign up for a class that I can meet a bunch of other spiritual besties like Into the Mystic or Masterclass or Alignment Exposed. It's okay for me to go work with somebody like Michelle J. Lamont as a coach, so I can hit some of the most unbelievable goals and then level up and level up and level up and level up. Because once you decide to invest in yourself, the universe decides to invest in you. And no matter who you're with the rest of your life, the only person who's never going to leave you is you and God and your guides. but in the earth realm. And if you don't do everything you can to live a happy and fun and fulfilled and exciting and adventurous life, then no matter what you want to manifest, you're always going to be outside of the bubble of where it is. Because the entrance is joy, and the entrance is freedom, and the entrance is fun, and the entrance is in your heart. And when your heart is not lit up, and it's not singing, and it's not joyful, and it's not glorious, then it's subjected to being enslaved by some other energy. And at this point in the game, you need to have some fucking fun. You need to enjoy your life. You need to say, what would be fun today? What would be adventurous today? What would be luxurious? What would be wonderful? And add some of that in. So the first thing of the core values of manifesting of abundance is understanding that everything is an illusion. And the only reason that it's appearing in your reality is because it's the only thing that you're willing to see. And once you change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at change. And the second thing is visualizing without any money. Is money your master, or are you mastering money? Because money is my bitch. I'm not the bitch of money. And the third is to enjoy yourself. And I know no matter where you are energetically right now, that there is a way for you to move into a higher vibrational point. And I offer a free 15-minute call to help you understand where you need to move next. What is the next best step for you? Because no matter what position you're in, no matter what continent, I had a call from Australia. Today, I had a call from Africa. Hey, love my African queens. Love my Aussie babies. Love my London ladies. Hey, 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 hey. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, 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 everything. I never understood or got this. And now I do. And that's why I am an author, a speaker, a coach, and soon to be YouTube host on how you can manifest things instantly. Because time and space are all an illusion. And once you master your energy, you change every single thing about your reality. And I want you to go past the podcast, past the microphone, and into my Zoom. But if you're not prepared yet, there's a couple of things you can do to raise your frequency. First thing you can do is take the link to this podcast and share it with 5 of your friends. Maybe your enemies, maybe your coworkers, maybe people in a group chat, maybe people from your church, maybe people from your synagogue, people from your mosque. That group, that friends, the people who you brunch with, and say, man, this podcast is amazing. You guys should check it out. Do a TikTok on me. Watch that not bring abundance into your life. Make a reel about me or this podcast. Not me, the podcast. Write a review. But at the very least, go to my website, michellejlamont.com, and sign up for my newsletter, and I will automatically email you my ebook. Instantly, you'll manifest it. And every single week, my newsletter has some sort of information that I can't give on here, like the moon cycles or a positive day or a gate or a portal or an affirmation or a technique. And every week I have a new blog. So you can go to my website or go to the newsletter and read my blogs. I have a new blog. Every single day there's a blog you can read. Every single day, there's a podcast you can listen to. There's over 155 of these podcasts in my work, in this catalog. And there is a podcast with your name on it right now that's going to change your life. And then I want you to listen to another one and another one and another one and consider it your podcast of the day. What episode are you listening to today to get sure and align yourself with that vibration of abundance? And I know beyond anything else that you are protected and you are loved and you are divine. And if nobody has told you this, I love you. You are so very worthy. And there's absolutely no reason that you cannot manifest whatever it is that makes you happy. So if you need more help than this, I'm simply a keystroke away. And I love you, and you're protected, and your angels and your guides brought you here because they want to see you accelerate. Now, if you've been listening and you haven't done any of those things, it's time to pay the piper. I need you to share this podcast with as many people as possible to help raise the vibration of the collective. Somebody right now is suffering because they don't know how to shift. And they need this content and they need this information.
It's 6 o'clock.
And now you know what time it is. All right, I'm going to wrap up. So, producers, cue the music. I love you guys. This has been amazing. I've had so much fun with you today. I'm wrapping my arms around you and I'm sending you all of my love and appreciation. And so let's get this show closed and get you out the door and manifesting your miracle. My name is Michelle Juanita Lamont. You've been listening to Manifesting Miracles, the show that teaches you how to manifest instantly. Now go and manifest your miracle today. Yes, 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 yes.